Congratulations, superb century. Never give a chance. Looked pretty good out there.
Yeah, it was a tough wicket for the newborn, and getting through last night unscathed, I think, was a big plus for us. You know, it was a tough 10 overs, and myself and Jack did well to get through that. And, you know, they had to push the game on. You know, getting 190 probably wasn't a fair reflection of how they played. I thought they played a bit better than that, but they obviously trying to force a victory to try and win the championship, which is the right way to go. And then we batted well today. We had a few blips, you know, get Kate bowled a really good spell, sort of 9-10 over spell there, and got four very good wickets, but you know, we did enough. We've got so much depth in the batting with TK coming in at sort of 9-10 and Eddie in there as well. You know, didn't get any today, but obviously big last week, so really chuffed.
Yeah, and Sean Terry, two big partnerships, two century partnerships. Sean Terry after two wickets and two or three balls when John went there.
Yeah, Sean's a very, very talented player. He's a very dangerous player as well, because he scores, and he scores quickly. You know, he takes it on, and he's, you know, if he bats for any length of time, he's going to have a lot of runs. And you know, he might have had a little bit of luck early on with a decision for an LB, but after that he played brilliantly. You know, he can't bowl short at all. He'll smash it, and you know, if you go over length, he plays the cover drive very nicely as well. So it's good to see him getting some runs.
You mentioned your Marion teammate Tyrone Kane. Can't be many number nines or tens and this level of cricket come and hit the ball so cleanly.
No, he's a really good player, TK. You know, it's unfortunate for him that he's playing in such a strong team that he's batting down there. You know, he's a far better batsman than that. He opens the bowling for us, which is the only reason he's down there. You know, he's genuine all rounder, and you know, he'd probably describe himself more as a batter who bowls, you know, than the other way around. So a great partnership again. He did the same thing last week to get us over the line against Northwest, and again today.
And obviously the title's wrapped up. That's five in a row in terms of the championship. Are the danger maybe are just too good? Is there a case for maybe splitting Leinster on the north and south? Or
potentially, yeah. I mean, it'd be nice to have an extra team or two. How you would work that, I don't really know. You know, we always say that we're trying to play the best cricket we possibly play, and you know, improve the standard of the whole competition. And this is my first year playing. I've really enjoyed it, and I think some of the cricket's been really, really good. You know, 3-day cricket's tough if you lose some time to weather, and you know, but they've been tough, keenly fought games. And you know, we could do with having an extra team at least playing in all the different competitions, and it'll potentially sort of even out the contest a bit more.
And your mum and dad here watching today, did that make a wee bit special for you?
No, it was good. My mum was saying she hasn't seen me bat for a very long time. I mean, obviously spent a lot of time in England, and she only came over once or twice several years ago, you know, and my dad was over sort of once or twice a year, so he's seen a bit more. So it was really, I saw them coming in just before I got the 50, so they were chuffed to be here for that, and it's nice to get the runs for them.
Well done, congratulations. Cheers.